Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, our next guest is a youth worker in his 20s, working at a couple of Church of Ireland parishes in the South Dublin, North Wicklow area. And through his work, he's seen firsthand the importance of the role of youth workers during the pandemic in keeping young people engaged, in their lives and in their faith. Now, on the line to tell us more, I have youth worker Brian Hickey. You're very welcome to the show, Brian. How are you?
Not too bad, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Brian, would I be right in saying I talked to you about a year ago? Or maybe I think around last May, when you were sort of adjusting to the new situation with our first lockdown.
Yeah, that seems a lifetime ago.
And we're here again.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, great, isn't it?
So, like, in terms of the role of youth workers, it's ministry. It's kind of sharing, faith, but also, it's just about supporting young people in their kind of emotional and mental needs. Do you think sort of their new light has been shone on the role of youth worker during the pandemic?
Has a new light been shone on? Yes and yes, actually, I would say. Yeah, there's a real appreciation for the youth worker now. I've certainly found that in my context, the parents and the congregation in general have just been really appreciative of the role that I've played in supporting the young people here.
How have you kept in touch?
So it's mostly been through Zoom. So during the first lockdown and when we came out of the first lockdown, I was on Zoom, Janie, must have been 4 or 5 times a week with them. But then when we went back into the second lockdown, it became just more a once a week thing. But yeah,
what sort of size groups would you have? Like, would it be fairly small groups, or would you have a lot of people on Zoom at the one time?
So at the beginning, I would have had big groups, which is why I had 4 or 5 calls a week. I divided up my groups because there's just too many of them, and I was new to Zoom, so I didn't understand it. And I was just really uncomfortable about having a huge group of people on a call at the same time. So I divided it up. But as we've gone to now, like we're in our third lockdown, my numbers for Zoom now must be 15, 20 people. On it. Yeah. But they've really had to deal with a lot. And there's no point mincing words about it. This is a traumatic time for them.
Yeah.
And it's just really tough for them.
And so what sort of things have you, have they been able to kind of, share from the heart about, about hopes and dreams or things like that? Or is it more about just kind of what I'm going to do this week?
I'd be quite transparent about how I'm doing with them. I don't think it's healthy for me to be superficial with them. When I'm on a call, if I'm having a bad week, I think they're going to pick it up eventually that I'm not doing too well on the call. So I let them know how I'm doing, but I also think it's a healthy thing that I'm actually discussing how I am feeling emotionally, spiritually, where I'm at, so they're more comfortable actually sharing with me.
So it's really You really have to, I suppose, see what's in front of you, and see what the needs are at the time. Then also, you would have, in your previous program, you would have also had some sort of kind of faith development plan or Bible study or things like that with them. Have you found you've been able to talk about things of faith and? Are in some areas is it richer, than even it was in sort of a group setting in the flesh?
Yeah, this has been one of my biggest struggles, actually, in the transition from in-person youth group to online. I'm no longer able to read the room anymore. So I could have material planned for a particular week while we were in person, and I could be up and about to start doing it. And I could just look around and I could almost visually see where people are at. It's a lot more difficult to do when you're on Zoom and you've only got them little boxes. So the way I've tried my best to read the room is actually through the parents. So I'll reach out to the parents individually during the week just to see how they are. And the parents they've been fantastic. You know, they're quite willing to share with me how their young person is doing. They know I'm not going to be, you know, using it negatively. It's all towards making them, you know, more mentally aware of where they're at. You know, it's for them. So my best way of being able to read the room has actually been using the parents and getting that feedback from them and almost putting a picture together of where they're at. So when it comes to the Saturday night where I'm on Zoom with them, I have a general idea about where they are, because they're not going to give me any reading just by looking in their camera. It's too difficult.
Yeah, yeah. And as well, there is a bit of a constraint, I suppose, of what you're going to say as well over the camera. Do you think that sort of in general, faith has helped young people to get through the pandemic, to cope?
I don't know, Steve. That's my honest answer. I couldn't possibly speak for the wider church. I think young people in general have been fantastic during this pandemic. We actually don't praise them enough. They've had to sacrifice more than most when it comes to, you know, activities, sports, school, you know, they're socialized, they're growing up, they're trying to figure out who they are, they're discovering their self-identity. They can't do that if they're in their own house and they're on Zoom all day in school, or they're doing youth group on Zoom. It's a lot more difficult to try to figure out who you are when you're sat in front of the computer.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe just to finish, Brian, what are your hopes? What are your hopes for this year, and for your hopes for the young people that you minister to this year?
My hope would be that they take heart, that they know things will be okay. I was listening to a talk by Tim Keller the other day, and he was asked a similar question to this. He was talking about Easter Sunday, and he said, look, if the resurrection happened and Jesus did rise from the dead, then ultimately everything is going to be okay. I think we need to recognize that. In the long term, everything will be okay. So the fear, the anxiety, frustration, everything we're experiencing now, the isolation, ultimately it's going to be okay. And we can take heart in that God is with us and he's for us and he's going ahead of us and he's making a way for us. So take heart.
Well, it's great to see, you know, just from you talking, Brian, the heart you have for the young people that you care for and your continued commitment to them. So just really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing a bit of your experience. Youth worker Brian Hickey, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.